We'll call to order this meeting for the comprehensive plan update for comments and considerations to our comprehensive plan. We're here to listen to comments from the public. And for those who are wanting to speak, please sign in. And once you sign in, you'll be called in the order that you signed in to speak. You will then have 3 minutes to speak. For supervisors, this is a listen-only session, so it's not a question and answer session for us on this side of the room. So we'll start off our comment session tonight with Charlie Handy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. A very brief history. We started in January of 2021, so we're at about 18 months roughly. Looks like this is on a path to likely consideration by you for approval in at your second reading at your September County Board meeting. One of the requirements statutorily for public participation is to hold a public hearing on the comprehensive plan. That's what we're doing tonight. We're filling that statutory requirement. It's also a requirement that you adopted in the resolution when you adopted the public participation plan for this process. Public hearing is basically just testimony. Like you said, we're going to hear from the public. Sometimes that can be uncomfortable because the public has questions, etc. What I'll try to do is I'll try to record or take down any questions that are asked tonight, and I'll try to get an appropriate response back to that person who's asking the question within the next couple of days, just to make sure that this is just receiving comments in the public hearing period. That's really all I have. A very good process. I think it's a very well-written document. However, we need to hear from the public again to see if there's anything that we need to adjust. And so that's what tonight's all about. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie. We had Christy Tweed who signed up for just a written comment, which Jenny will read.
Christy Tweed, N6746 McCurdy Road. She just wants to thanks for all the work that went into this plan.
Thank you, Christy. Next we have up, I believe it's Steve Madza. Is that?
Motter,
okay. Please say your name and your address, please.
Stephen Motter, N884 Valley View Road, Coon Valley, Town of Greenfield. I'm here for two reasons. One, to speak about the restricting of subdivisions with septic tanks, and two, the equity in this program for our tax base, okay? So I've been on the Greenfield Town Board for 18 years. I recently resigned. I've had enough after 3 years of flooding. I couldn't do any more FEMA paperwork. I was still doing it after I retired. That was enough. I couldn't do any more. In Greenfield, we have Ridgeview, Lost Ridge, Meadow Ridge, and Shell. We've got Boulder Ridge, Knoblock Row, Millstream, Madeira. We got Fox Hollow. All those people are on septic tanks, and they work. I'm in the manufacturing business. I've been in the whole life, 40 years, making septic systems. I've personally been on over 5,000 individual sites in my lifetime, mostly as an installer, many times as a mentor. I've had so much experience, county zoning people and sanitarians call me for advice when a system's not working, the filter's not working, the siphon's not working. What is happening? So I'm a resource because I've been on the Wisconsin WARA, Wisconsin On-Site Waste Recycling Association, for 30 years. I've been on the board many times, and I represent them here tonight. I think I can speak for them, that septic systems do work. And we're getting a bad name for septic systems, not in the paper, but on this plan. When I read in the paper, it said restricting subdivisions to 5 homes or less if they were on septic systems. Where's our tax base coming from? You know, I have all these subdivisions on the ridge that pay millions of dollars in taxes. It seems like all the money is going to be flowing to Holman, which is wide open because they have marginal soils up there. When we develop our subdivisions, they were ridge top lots. Worthington farmland? Yes, but marginal farmland. You drive down the center of Lost Ridge, you've probably all been there. Slopes this way, slopes that way. You can't farm that land forever. Bob Stripmutter farmed Lost Ridge for years and years and years. I don't know how he could support himself farming on that narrow strip of land, okay? But it worked great for homes. I can state there's probably less runoff from my subdivisions when I was in chairman than there is from Northridge on 162. It's corn row to row to row up there. It's a crime when it floods. And that's what the county board needs to look at, a soil conservation. Because somehow strip farming got lost. When that floods up in Northridge, we are millions of dollars of damage in the valley, including the county and county trunk N. So what I'm saying is septic tanks recharge systems into the groundwater. They reuse 100% of their tap water, goes into the ground. It doesn't go to the city sewer plant and down the Mississippi where there's a phosphorus problem. And as you know, La Crosse City, Gary is spending $50 million on a new sewer plant. $50 million. Okay, 30 seconds. The second thing I want to speak about is tax valuation. If they don't give us some land on marginal soils, they might call it primate, so narrow, all the tax base is going to go to Holman. How am I going to pay for La Crosse School District's increases? Four of my children went to Central, two went to UWL. We need to support La Crosse Public Schools. They're going to get ripped on this deal by having subdivisions restricted without septic system because there's land in Madary, Shelby, Greenfield that can be developed for housing. And that's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Motter. Up next, we have Chris Haskell. Good evening, Chris. If you could please state your name and your address for
us. Chris Haskell, 111 South 17th Street, and I'm very embarrassed I did not read what I signed. I thought I was just signing that I was in attendance. So I'm very sorry I don't have anything to say. Particularly embarrassing because I was an English teacher and I obviously didn't read well, so sorry.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak tonight on the comprehensive plan? Anyone else wishing to speak? I need a motion to close the public hearing and adjourn. Moved by Supervisor Trigestad, second by Supervisor Progreitba. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. We'll reconvene.